Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Ah, yes, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, joining you live here as we have been on a regular basis, really having a cool time with you, calling in the new year, thriving again in 2010, making it all happen, and for most of us, loving every minute of it. What a cool show we've got planned for you tonight. Many of you have talked about what it's like to live a life where your health is your worst enemy, where you wake up each day and you really don't know what you're going to do with the pain that's in your body or in your hand or in your joints, and you don't really much know the alternatives that are out there. You know, but what if I were to say to you, in no uncertain terms, or maybe what if I were to simply just sort of read you a list of things? And let me just take a minute to try this for a minute. What if I were to say to you, have you heard of something called Arnica Montana? Have you heard of something called Belladonna? Have you heard of something called Echinacea? Have you heard of something called Heloderma? Have you heard of some words that I'm not even familiar with? And now, if I said to you, what do you think happens if you put some of the most powerful natural ingredients on the planet together? And if those ingredients came together in such a way that you could get relief in your body, well, the question then begs, really, what is the relief that I'm really looking for? You know, what is the ultimate form of pain relief? But more importantly, what have we learned? What is the history? What is the science? What is the research that tell us now that there are incredible great ways that we can step up and step into getting relief from all that ails us? Well, joining me today is one of the leading experts on pain relief globally, Lou Paradise. He's joining me in the show as someone that knows a lot about pain, has had many experiences with this himself, but has taken a position where the truth about pain is something that he wants to relieve. But more importantly, you know, how about this decorated Marine Corps combat veteran that comes to the table now as one of the leading experts in the field of pain relief? What is it that he says about the new war that we're fighting? Who are the soldiers? And by the way, who is the enemy? Lou, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is really great to have you here. And boy, it's so, so amazing to have the passion you have, the expertise you have, and the solution you have. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Pat. As always, it's an absolute pleasure to bring this very selective audience and, of course, what you do to bring quantified information, something we know has been a forerunner of everything you've done in terms of education and awareness and empowerment. And I know that everyone knows you well enough to know you don't bring people on the air just to bring them on the air. There's somebody who you really trust or somebody who you respect. You know, we always talk about products being something that can be of value. And, of course, we're delighted to be here this evening, especially to address those issues about the new war and who's the enemy and what can we do to help ourselves, really, not just some sales pitch, but a real dialogue. And so I so appreciate being here this evening. Thank you so much.
Well, Lou, I want to start with the conversation that I introduced. I mean, you know, we're talking about you as a decorated Marine Corps combat veteran. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for those people that don't really know what that means to be a decorated Marine Corps combat veteran, I think it's worth you taking a moment to talk about that. Because right now we have, hundreds of thousands of soldiers in the field right now fighting wars. And honestly, there is some pain that they're experiencing and pretty much don't really know if there's any relief. But what was it like for you to be this decorated Marine Corps veteran? And what has the aftermath of that experience really led you to understand and change in your life?
Well, the first part, and I really appreciate the question, the first part is how humbled I am to have had the privilege of serving in the United States Marine Corps and in a very dedicated and committed helicopter combat rescue squadron. And my time was a number of years ago now in Vietnam, where the missions were horrendous, and the mission for the ultimate purpose was a fabulous thing that our commanding officer had the courage of his convictions, as all of us, to really do the right thing by the people, indigenous people of that region. And my whole entire life changed dramatically, as we could see how easy it is for us to really think, well, wait a minute, we're in the same boat as these amazing, beautiful indigenous people. They are poor. They are farmers. They don't have any electric, you know, but they have children. They have love. They have compassion. They're industrious, more so than you can imagine. Hardship doesn't even make them budge. And how much we can learn from our inner spiritual self and the growth that we can have, along with the fact of the practical problem that I developed, because rescue squadron combat rescue work is very, very demanding on your hands and elbows and on your brain and on your body. And I developed a very severe case of bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome and some injuries to my shoulders and to my elbows and hands as a result of this. Still, to me, I didn't think anything good could come out of carpal tunnel, but I wasn't sure that a lot of good things could come out of my experience in Vietnam. And all I could tell you is a changed complexion of my life that totally galvanized for me that I was dedicated to serving people no matter where, no matter how. Talk about leaving no one behind and making a contribution, because I felt how fortunate I am to be alive at all. And if I'm left to be alive, I believe God Almighty's got something to do with that major, then I'm going to go out and dedicate my life to doing things that I can now to fight another war. And that war is on pain and people suffering and people having their dignity robbed from them, because no one seems to be able to help them to get through that process. Our soldiers are certainly very personal for us in terms of our work in the VA hospitals and getting people better with our technologies and with our natural products and natural medicine research company, which, again, is a very humbling thing. So thank you so much for asking those fabulous questions, and I hope that those answers help to facilitate the continuation of what we're going to be talking about this evening.
Well, they do. One of the things that I want to make sure that folks know, you know, both Lou Paradise and I, we certainly have some information about, you know, pain from our own personal experience. But the bottom line is, I mean, when you look at what the American Academy of Pain Management talks about, the bottom line issue is they say pain is an epidemic. That's what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in that conversation, Lou, they say that estimated 50 million Americans live with chronic pain caused by disease, disorder, accident. 50 million people, Lou. When we come back for a break, Lou Paradise, one of the leading experts on pain relief, we're going to address this issue. But 50 million of you out there, whether you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show or not, you're suffering from pain without much relief. So is the enemy, in fact, this idea that you will never get relief from pain? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We've got some stuff to share with you on the Dr. Pat Show.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's MACA root.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Are you feeling a little lost, powerless to overcome your challenges? Dawn Stansfield is a compassionate healer and intuitive messenger who focuses on your self-empowerment by examining current-day circumstances, whether they are past, present, or future. She offers practical tools to help you overcome difficult situations and move forward in your life path. For a private consultation, contact Dawn today at 425-453-8180 or visit dawnsvision.com.
Wow. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Lou Paradise joining us on the show today. Before the break, I was saying that an estimated 50 million Americans live with chronic pain caused by disease, disorder, or accident. An additional 25 million people suffer acute pain resulting from surgery or accident. And approximately two-thirds of these individuals in pain have been living with this pain for more than 5 years. The most common types of pain include arthritis, lower back, bone joint muscle pain, and fibromyalgia. The loss of productivity and daily activity due to pain is substantial. One study in the year 2000, and this is like even old, was reported that 36 million Americans missed work in the previous year due to pain. That's 83 million indicated that pain affected their participation in various activities. Why is tonight's show important? Well, certainly, if you're listening to this, you know what I'm talking about. Rather than talk about the pain, let's talk about the solution with Lou Paradise. Lou, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Aren't those statistics staggering?
They are, absolutely. And I don't know how many people are as aware. You know, 75 million people, where two-thirds are still living with pain, no matter what the treatment protocol is a pretty unfortunate statistic when you think about how many products have been sold to people or supposedly manufactured for people to get the kind of results they're looking for, where we see that the pharmaceutical community, very unfortunately, has really miserably failed to bring about products that are not only effective, which they can be to whatever degree, depending on how many you take and how safe those are, and the problem with that in itself. Why is it that the large companies out here who have prospered off of all of these folks who have suffered and continue to suffer can't make a product that not only is safe, but in some cases can't make products that aren't tainted, you know, and still on the shelf, which is just miserable. And it's an absolute disgrace, because people were not born to be in pain and live a life of misery. People were born to live a celebratory life, to kick up your heels, enjoy your life, go out and do things that are vibrant, that you love doing, and just the sheer joy of being able to get up out of your bed in the morning, go, you know, to take care of what you got to take care of as a natural part of your day, get in the car and go and see somebody you care about, do something good for your neighbor, do something good for your mom, your sister, your brother, your aunt, uncle, whoever it may be, and can't do it because they're locked in prisoners of pain. And and when we look at that part of it, how depressing they it is, and how depressed lots of folks are, because their hope has been absolutely shifted around. In some cases, as you well know, and your life and what you've done to dedicate yourself to empowerment and giving people the most vibrant information has also come right directly in contact to the fact that when the biggest danger we have is when people lose their hope that nothing can be done, they're done.
You know, they do.
That's why our campaigns, I believe, are so strong in terms of being able to help people understand there is not only hope, but there is a solution.
And, you know, part of the conversation about this, Lou, is that, you know, we're not talking about something that can even get fixed with a Band-Aid. What happens is this is a cumulative effect. I mean, I was just brushing, you know, just brushing the surface gently with those numbers. But, you know, the bottom lines, you know, when if you look at the, you know, the Beyond Chronic Pain experts in the field, you know, when you kind of look at the American Pain Foundation and some of the information they give out, they're even worse than what I said. They're talking about 150 million Americans, 50% of the population, are suffering. But here's the thing that I want to ask you about. You know, given that one in three Americans lose more than 20 hours of sleep each month, mm-hmm. and believe me, I'm one of the first people to really attest to this, having had my own pain issues, what is it we need to be doing better?
Well, one of the things for sure, and, you know, this whole thing about healthcare reform, you know, we have a sick care system. We don't have a healthcare system, and it's pretty sick. Prevention, you know, I heard, you know, a long time ago when I was a little kid that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. You know, it's a powerful, powerful thing, and honestly, it gives us the particular guiding light on how to look at what it is missing in the component model of what we're trying to do. You know, it's easier to maintain things than when they get broken, having to fix them. And we could use every analogy on this, on the roof of the house, the cars, or whatever. So when human bodies are so amazingly resilient to be able to repair themselves because of the healing process, and when we have anything lesser than therapies and or products and or you know, knowledge to be able to enhance the body's natural ability to heal itself, the most formidable thing we have, because everybody would agree that healing really is the ultimate form of pain relief. So when we have circumstances out here in the marketplace, the biggest thing that I think is the most damaging thing is people don't know what they don't know, you know, and if there's no one who helps them to change the complexion of that one piece of gem of simple information, quantified good information, that, you know, knowledge is not power unless it's, you know, quantified information that really can be applied where there it becomes very powerful and affect and positively affect your life. So this is a very, very big issue, and we're very proud that we are part of the solution. You know, because I think what people talk about curing people out of a tube bottle or a jar drives me absolutely nuts. And, you know, as you all, you know for sure, and people who know us, our, you know, bold statement coming from a guy whose products are in tubes, bottles, and jars.
The right.
You know, the thing for us is that the body's the miracle, and we can do something to help ourselves by understanding that.
Well, let's, I want to talk about women for a minute, because women, and certainly women, have supported you along the way in what you do. And there's a very good reason for it, Lou. I mean, you know, I don't want to sort of, you know, just kind of show the, my research side, but I did a lot of really probing for tonight's show.
Sure.
Because I really need to showcase what's going on here and why what you're doing is so special, unique, and is truly a solution. Women are less likely to receive treatment for pain than men. And here's the deal. They are less likely to receive treatment for men because basically there's a bias against women mm-hmm. in getting this treatment. There was an article written, a research article written, and it's called The Girl Who Cried Pain, A Bias Against Women in the Treatment of Pain. Mm-hmm. And basically what that research study by Hoffman and Tarzian showed was that women are less likely to get to receive treatment. Why? Because they're not getting that attention. So we have this body of women that are seeking out treatments or solutions. And I really think that, you know, what you've been able to provide is really addressing the need of women.
You know, I appreciate that more so than I can even express, Pat, because at the end of the day, the one thing that takes place is women are underserved because, unfortunately, the male population and male doctors who we know really well and who we absolutely have fond affection and respect for have all, the honest ones have said, you know, we have miserably failed our patients in pain management, but we've really miserably failed women, because we were kind of taught, that's them talking, that, you know, if a woman talks about pain, it's probably in her head, and, you know, that's the deal. And they said that to 10 years ago to 5 million or more women who are complaining about the same kind of crazy symptomatic problems that led to the idea of an understanding of fibromyalgia, one of the things you talked about.
Yep.
And you know, the body has an ability to tell us in its symptoms what's happening to it. And we used to, years and years, thousands of years ago, which we actually know now as well, used to understand that health and healing is a matter of understanding and intelligently approaching what the body's telling us so we can apply what's necessary to help the body for the signal it has given us, to help the body and guide us into how we can help what the cause of the pain is and rectify and change the complexion of what's causing the pain, not what the symptoms are only. And that's the difference, I think, in terms of what has happened with regard to our approach and why so many women love, I mean, hundreds of thousands of maybe millions of women by now love our products, because we've demonstrated that when you start somewhere to first address that issue about what we can do to change, looking at the cause of the pain, not just the symptoms of the pain, wouldn't that make more sense? And we can do it, and we've proved it, and over 16 years of doing this, and I'm delighted and humbled that we can be of that service to women especially, because they are so miserably underserved, and that is so true.
Well, Lou, you know, one of the things that I think it's really important about what you said is, you know, this whole idea of fibromyalgia really came to the surface thanks to women. And, you know, and my heart goes out for every woman out there that is suffering from fibromyalgia mm-hmm. or neuropathy or rheumatoid arthritis or whatever that shows up with. The part that I think is worth talking about, Lou, is this idea of breaking the mold and presenting the fact that you can get pain relief from a natural source.
Mm-hmm.
That is so counter to what we have in the pharmaceutical industry. And I think that's something that you've had to defend your entire career.
Oh, that's very true. You know, it dawned on me while I was in Vietnam and visited Hong Kong with medical doctors, both Chinese and British doctors, who are first treating, they're both certified, licensed, board-certified doctors, who were first treating with their traditional medicine, acupuncture, Chinese herbs, homeopathy, vitamins and minerals, nutrition, and then they'd use the conventional treatment only if all those didn't do anything for the patient. And when we look at the circumstance for our natural research company, where we work primarily with medical doctors of every specialty, and all of the challenges that we had of something natural, God forbid, that was now going to be an actual benefit, and we demonstrated that when we look at the body's ability to heal, and natural medicines are the only thing, natural medicines and therapies, the only thing that stimulates and supports mm-hmm. the very nature of that, there's
yep.
part of the answer of where this platform needs to be.
Well, we're going to take it to the next level here with Lou Paradise. And I got a question for everybody out there. Tell me about what that $100 billion check is that gets written each year. What do you think that's for? $100 billion each year. What do you think that's for? When we come back with the Dr. Pat Show, I'm going to give you some information so you could find out more from Lou about the show. But think about it. $100 billion each year. Where is that going? We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
The proceeding has been a paid program. All opinions expressed during the program are those of the host and participants.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now, life is giving you a second chance. Announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
A sacred moment is a unique funeral service offering distinctive choices for honoring and celebrating the life of a loved one. Whether you want to create an intimate home funeral vigil, an environmentally friendly burial, or a personalized tribute by planning a life celebration service with the support of a celebrant, a sacred moment can guide you in creating an experience that will truly reflect a life well lived. Call a sacred moment at 206-529-3803 and visit asacredmoment.com.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Sign up for our newsletter. You get to find out all the really cool things that are going on at the show, what we're doing, what's next in our launching platform, and how we are going to connect you with more and more people in some very, very amazing ways. Joining me here today is Lou Paradise. And as I said before, when you think about this ex-Marine who had his personal journey of health, healing, and wellness turn into problem solving, his own resolution, coming up with something for his own pain, and now has become a worldwide solution for most people. He is someone that, you know, we bring to the conversation to talk about the truth about pain relief and to provide solutions. I want to make sure you have information on how you can find out more about Lou and the people that Lou hangs out with and Topperson itself. You can go to the website, topperson.com, topperson.com. Find out more about it. And we've got some really cool things going on later in the week to get you up close and personal with Lou Paradise and what's happening with Topperson. Lou, thank you so much for joining us here today on the show. It's so great to have you.
Well, I appreciate so much being here as well, and it's a pleasure to be able to bring some valuable information to your audience. To people, you know, if it isn't about people and relationships, what do we really have?
I know.
Thank you for this as well.
Well, I thought, you know, before the break, I said, you know, where does that $100 billion check get written to each year? Well, basically, that is the cost of pain. Pain costs are an estimated $100 billion each year. Every day, 60% of men and women experience some pain. Wow. Lou, how do we wrap this together to really say that part of your journey has been to bust through the crust, as we like to say, of what's true and what's not true about pain relief? So the question that I want to ask you is, you know, how have you removed the objections and the obstacles, and what have you learned about natural pain relief?
You know, the one thing that happens with what I discovered, and, you know, this goes back almost 30-something years ago for me in doing research for about 7 years, within a few months I was actually able to find a solution in homeopathic medicine and natural medicines for my own problem with carpal tunnel syndrome in my hands, my elbows, and some compression problems in my neck. And what I was able to discover is that when we can stimulate the body's natural ability to heal itself, something the body actually wants to do every single day. We kind of, as you suggested, Dauphier, demystify this idea of what is really, you know, well-researched natural medicine. How, you know, our medicine, for instance, is regulated by the FDA as OTC medicine. So we're not talking about something that's unregulated. We're talking about astringent regulations. We're talking about real research, real science. And what I was able to find out in having 35 years of natural experience in being a researcher in natural medicines and physiology is how the body's ability to heal and as the ultimate form of relieving pain, everything that we've all known is that we get something that hurts and when the body's healed and feeling better, the pain goes away. How can we tap into what natural medicines might be available to stimulate that response better, to stimulate it faster, to help the body do what it wants to do every second we're alive, maintain the cells it has, and fix the ones that are broken. And pain signal being what it is, it's a way for the body to be alerted, the conscious mind to be alerted that something is going on and that the body's trying to fix it. And in the process, it's mobilizing all this phenomenal chemistry to enhance the healing process. Well, Topperson, our research project started with the what now has a patented technology that's been around for 16 years. So this isn't something new. This is something a lot of people may not have still heard about because we're not the big pharmaceutical company. Our products, the homeopathic medicines, have a fabulous way, of quantified way in medical history, to be able to stimulate the body's natural ability to heal itself, to defend itself, to help itself, to go to the point of where we can, with a non-toxic, no side effects approach, help the body and where the cause of the pain, so that when we're affected in the joints like a knee or an elbow or hands like carpal tunnel, lower back pain and sciatica, we have arthritis, we have plantar fasciitis, we have podiatry problems, we have neck and shoulder problems, all of those are exactly the same. The body's trying to rid itself of the inflammation and the toxins that are built up into the tissue and can't release those on its own. But the products that we have, we figured these 11 medicines have a number of jobs, including releasing toxins, getting that fluid drained out of that tissue so we can get the oxygen-rich blood back into the tissue so the body has all the things it needs in order to heal the damage that's causing the problem. This is a cream, so you don't take it internally. You take it and put it on your skin. But unlike those greasy, hot-smelling ointments, we have none of those. We don't have petroleum or paraben or camphor or eucalyptus or menthol or any of that, which in themselves can be dangerous if you mix them with other drugs. And these products, this product specifically, has a proprietary technology that takes all the medicines immediately when it hits the skin, down through the skin, deep into the recesses where the pain actually is, and helps the body to heal the damage that's causing the problem. The biggest benefit, not only of return of function and mobility and range of motion, which is so vital for people that want to get moving again, but the biggest thing that doctors have reported for the last 16 years is how remarkable it is that this product addressing pain at the cause actually helps either dramatically or significantly reduce or eliminate their patients' need for over-the-counter and prescription pain medication. So this is not some tame little, alternative technology. Doctors call this the new standard and most intelligent approach they've ever seen for pain management.
You know, Lou, in fighting the war against pain, and really is getting to be a war, those statistics that I shared earlier on the show, they weren't just, I didn't make them up. You know, we're really talking about, you know, pulling some statistics from some people that are out there looking at pain, have committed their lives to pain.
Sure.
But, you know, some of the numbers are staggering. What have been some of the experiences you've had with people that, have come through your doors that are sharing their stories? I mean, you know, can you give us a couple of examples of folks perhaps that were suffering some way, form, or fashion, but then found relief?
Well, you know, we had two things that are constantly happening to us, both in the pediatric cancer care and oncology, along with neuropathic pain. Neuropathic pain is that burning pain that people have in their feet or their hands. Some of it is caused by lower back problems. Some of it may be caused by diabetes, which also should be handled by a medical doctor as far as treating blood sugar. And some of those folks from chemotherapy have also had this what they call peripheral neuropathy, which is a damaging effect to the nerves that cause a misfiring and a miserable kind of burning. Imagine people with cancer that now have to deal with the burning pain in their hands and their feet is another discomfort, another terrible discomfort. And so the acid test for Topperson is, could we help those people? Let's not just go to the bumps and bruises, folks. How can we help people who are severely injured, who have chronic conditions, who have them maybe because of the side effects of medication? How can we actually still use it as an acid test to figure out how we can help that kind of person? And the medicines remarkably have an affinity for the body's natural chemistry because the size, these are molecular medicines. This is a biomedicine. These molecular size of the medicine is almost identical to the body's natural chemistry for healing and all the natural chemistries of the body. So helping to produce a result that finally stimulates and stabilizes. You know, doctors we've had this forum back and forth with doctors. They've come to agree with us in this one statement. Health is not the absence of disease, but the body in harmony, the body in balance. So when we can provide a way, a method, a form by therapies and or what we're talking about here in this topical biomedicine technology to help to produce balance in the cells Now we have real relief because we're addressing cause of the pain, not the symptoms of the pain. A very, very different approach altogether.
Well, you know, and a lot of this is really, you know, changing both body, mind, and spirit, all of this.
Absolutely.
But sometimes, you know, it really takes us coming together to provide solutions and information. At the beginning of the show, I spoke about, you know, and I read out a list of ingredients.
Yes.
I think it really is, you know, at this point, it's really good to take a look at those ingredients mm-hmm. and demystify them. So would you mind sharing some of the ingredients you found to be most helpful mm-hmm. in giving people pain relief?
Well, you know, the one thing that that a lot of people may have heard, if they've heard of any of the ingredients in our products, is they probably, I think, and you mentioned Arnica. Arnica is an old standard used by native populations around the world, including Native American people, for bruising and contusions and broken bones, for all the trauma, or for the muscles and ligaments and stretched ligaments and sprains. It's an effective natural treatment. But we found that Arnica in itself, by itself, can only have a certain range of help in order for it to bring about relief. So we used a number of other components. Some of them are herbal compounds, some of them are minerals. And believe it or not, and one of the things that's probably unique as to what makes our product different than anything else is I was very involved in venom research, venom from snakes and from reptiles. And, of course, the reason I was is because I saw the medical history and the medical literature on it, including, you know, if you look at the clot busters and you look at different medications, some heart medications actually made from viper venom, believe it or not, and we're finding enormous results. We found that if we could harness the power of these noxious natural chemicals, if you will, and take them homeopathically, in other words, we'd serially reduce the noxious part of it out of it till we're left with these little molecular medicines, the actual raw medicine that actually can help stimulate enzyme reaction and enzyme infiltration of the tissue, which means every single living tissue of the body needs to have enzymes in order for it to be healthy, in order for it to function. And what we found in these venom research, just so people can reference this, every single medicine appears in what is called the Homeopathic Pharmacopoeia of the United States, which is the approved compendium by the FDA for recognized medicines that have already been approved for use. So this is not something that is so far out there. This is something that's been around a very long time and has been approved. So the opportunity for us to be able to bring these medicines, Arnica and Ruta and a number of other medicines that have this phenomenal effect, along with the venom research and these venoms, that they're no longer venoms, they're actually medicinal properties that came as a result of this raw material for starting out as a venom and then ending up as this pure medicinal property that has absolutely no side effects. And it's sometimes when people first hear it, they think, oh, my God, that's just very weird. And then they're fascinated by the fact that, of course, we have this knowledge in the medical community and the pharmaceutical community for decades about the use of venoms. The problem with the pharmaceutical side is side effects are galore there, where our situation, we found a way to harness the power of the same idea of using these where it can't hurt anything or anyone because of the nature of the solution and the chemical molecular strides of the actual medicines themselves.
Well, you know, Lou Paradise, everyone, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation because, you know, what are the little known facts that most people don't hear about when we're talking about natural relief, natural pain relief? Lou just shared an enormous fact. When we come back, we've got more to share with you because we want you to be pain-free for life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. It's so thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocoas. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Lou Paradise joining us here today. And if you want to find out more about Lou, if you want to find out more about some of the things we've talked about today and are about to talk about, you can go to the website toprisin.com, www.toprisin.com. I also want to recommend that those of you that are out there that don't know really how to handle your chronic pain, I came across a website, and I just want to refer you all to this website. It's called beyondchronicpain.com, beyondchronicpain.com, and you're going to find books by Rebecca Rengo there and much more. So we're trying to connect all the dots for all of you right now. Lou Paradise, though, is my very special guest. Lou, I want to continue the conversation that we've had about how to demystify these natural ways of healing, because certainly there's been enough campaign to kind of make this sound, kind of look like voodoo, but the results are undeniable, really.
You know, it's a great point because, you know, I think what happens is, you know, we can look at the medical model and the pharmaceutical model and say to ourselves, there's some fabulous things within the medical model. And, you know, emergency medicine, infectious disease, some surgeries, especially the microsurgeries and some of the new techniques for children and pediatric cancer care and that kind of thing. But miserably, the other side of it is prevention is nowhere to be found, really. I think that the one thing that happens with the demystification is that people really need to know that real research went into this. As much research went into what we did and what we have as any pharmaceutical. In fact, you know what? I'm going to say a step further. I think we have found out that the pharmaceutical community, very unfortunately, and is real short-sighted, let alone selfish of them, to print only the good or present only the good trials they had, clinical trials they had for products that eventually found their way into the marketplace, made billions of dollars, and unfortunately harming lots of people. I think Vioxx is probably the best example of that. We believe that the whole approach is wrong. You can't poison the body and expect the body to recover. I mean, how insane is that? So if we have pharmaceuticals that actually work, what are they really for? Well, we don't know that yet. In fact, there's no way to quantify the information because it seems the only thing they're interested in is making money and not helping people. So our attitude about it is, look, wait a minute, if health and healing has been in the human consciousness for thousands of years, there are real research product companies like ours who take the time and are regulated to do so and required to do so, obligated to do so by the FDA and the FTC because of the nature of these are regulated medicines, even though they're natural medicines, that we have taken the time to do all that research and 16 years of doing things within the marketplace, both from a medical doctor's point of view, holistic doctors, trainers, individual people, pain support groups, looking at how we can help that person who is going through oncology treatments and how can we get the best approach, including pediatric cancer care. One of our products called Topperson Jr., just as a reference, we donate 5% of the sales, not the profits, but the sales, to pediatric cancer care as part of our advocacy, because we found that when they use our Topperson products in those, in that care, they reduce peripheral neuropathy for those patients. And how incredible is that? So this is, I think people need to know, this is a real research company. This isn't some fly-by-night mix it up in the bathtub, or worse, mix it up in the toilet bowl, like some people say. This is a real research and development company who's taken a lot of time and a lot of dollars to do it right. So to understand that and here's an ex-pain sufferer, Lou Paradise, no symptoms from a severe case of carpal tunnel, no surgery, and no pain medicine. That the recovery of somebody, the opportunity to recover like this, is not only possible, is absolutely a guarantee. That we know our products work for people because we did the research. We made something that took a lot more time to deliver real medicine with no side effects that actually guaranteed the work. I mean, there is nothing, I don't believe, better than that, and including the one benefit we talked about before, that we realistically and absolutely over 16 years have seen a reputation for the products to dramatically reduce or eliminate the need for over-the-counter, the dependency for over-the-counter and prescription pain medication. Big stuff, because we know what we're doing and we're at it, and we are as dedicated as any conventional company, and maybe even more so, because we produce products that get results and don't cause any harm to the body, which is just absolutely astounding.
Well, Lou, one of the things that is really astounding are the results. The other day I had you on the radio show, and I want to mention this to everybody listening. Certainly, I'm going to be pulling that clip out and sending it as part of the email. But, you know, one of the things we did is we had you on the show the other day, and one of our listeners called in. One of our listeners from New Jersey called in, and she talked about her mother and her aunt that had been sort of introduced to Topperson and introduced to pain relief. Now, the reason I love this story is we're talking about two women, one is 85, one is 89, who really were brought up in the world where if it isn't a pill, potion, or lotion, then it must not work. Mm-hmm. And you heard that testimonial. What did you think of that?
You know, and it's a remarkable thing. You talked about, an 85-year-old and an 88-year-old, besides the person, Linda, who called in. People who weren't sleeping at night and now getting phenomenal sleep. People who weren't able to function as well and now getting function and mobility, even at that age, returning to normal. It humbles me to know that our platform, as it was dedicated to people, for people, so that somebody should never have defaulted to the fact of hearing from a well-meaning medical doctor. There's nothing I can do to help you with your pain. You're going to have to take those pain medication, and I'm so sorry that you're going to suffer side effects. That is not what people should have. If when people hear that, the only problem they have with that, the only problem that exists is that they haven't gone further to find out more, that there is something that is far superior to that whole idea, oh, you've got to live with pain. No, we do not. And we have to suffer the consequences of oral pain medication. We do not. That call said, we have people in their 80s who are so much better now. They're cheerful again. Why? Because they're getting some sleep. We talked about losing 20 hours of sleep a week can change the chemistry, a personality of people. You know, if you have a problem where you can't go to work for 4 or 5 days, in the old days when you had the sick leave, it was okay. Today, somebody's waiting to take your job yesterday if you can't go back and function properly. So do we need to get these kinds of products and this kind of therapy in front of people to change that and restore hope and quality of life? And, of course, the answer is yes. We're proud and humbled by the fact that we actually can do all those things and guarantee them. And that, to me, is like just a sweet thing for me as somebody who was in Vietnam, the streets of New York as well, and was fortunate enough to live and have most of what I consider, like our friends would talk, most of your marbles still intact and dedicated to understand the value of living every single day, and that it means that we should try to help as many people in the world as we possibly can. Anything lesser than that, shame on us, because if we're not here to help each other, I don't know what the heck we're doing here.
And I got to tell you, that is the way I'm going to end the show. I couldn't have said it more powerfully myself. Lou Paradise. Thank you so much, Lou. Again, make sure everybody's got the website. And for those of you that go to the website, we need 40% off if you just mention Dr. Pat, D-R-P-A-T, when you're in that checkout. Lou, topperson.com is the website. Lou Paradise, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
I got to tell you, shame on us if we're not doing more. I couldn't have said it any better myself, but that's what we're all about on the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, thriving again in 2010. We're going to keep bringing you the messages of people like Lou Paradise, the folks at Topperson, their contribution to the world, and solutions that really work. Why? Because we just simply love to do it. I want to thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on each and every day as you do. You are the best listeners on the planet, and we promise to keep our commitment to bring you better and better talk radio to thrive by. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.